You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right, you are now listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. How are you doing? How are you doing? You doing all right? I really hope you're doing all right. You know, I always want to know how are you doing out there. May is almost gone. Your half a year is almost gone. 2023. You ready for what is going to be this summer? A hot boy summer, a hot girl summer, a hot you summer, a blazing summer. It's going to be, I hope I don't get shot, summer. Oh, yo. It's just real. It's just real. This is the update episode, the world famous update episode. As you know, look, check out the episode before this. I'm not really settled in. This is going to be a relatively short episode. And I'm still getting settled into the new spot. A lot going on. But I just wanted to just, you know, I can't stop. I won't stop. Can't stop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Puff and them. Can't stop, won't stop. I don't know if they're the first who said it. I know they're popular for saying it. But I echo the sentiment. I can't stop. I won't stop. I could stop. I'm not going to say I can't stop. I could stop. I'm not stopping. I like enjoying this. I like doing this. I hope you enjoy this. I hope you get something from it. There's so many pods out there. So many things to do. Click, clack, swipe, swipe, swipe. But if you like substance, if you like intelligent conversation, then you're in the right place. As always, I ask you to spread the word. Like, share, subscribe, comment, follow. Do all that everywhere. And support the show monetarily if you can. Links in the show notes. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Hit me up. Email me, mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. If you would like to donate and to support this show, if you're balling, you want to send me a big box of cash, hit me up on my email. I will gladly send you my address. The support of any kind will be greatly appreciated. I cannot grow this show without you. I can't do it. So please do that. As I said, this is the update episode, and I got a lot to say, but I'm going to whittle it down, because right now I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. It's late. It's late. I record this late, because I usually have a full day, you know what I'm saying, and but the pod is important to me, so I want to get it done. I didn't want to just throw out some pet videos or a best of episode. I've been doing that while I was moving for several weeks, and you know. I'm here for you. So, last week's backdrop was the beach, which I was not on. I made this backdrop. I was like, yo, I need to do something, like, right? So, yo, let me know your feedback. Hit me up on any of the socials. Email me anywhere. You know, mikesopinionshow@gmail.com or any of the socials. Let me know what you think about the backdrop. If you got some backdrop art you want me to use, I will give you props. I will tell people, you know, your name, direct them to wherever you want to go. And, you know, on that note, we're going to go to the first sponsor. Huh? A sponsor? You say what? Mike, you got a sponsor? Yeah, I don't even know if you can see that. Can you see that? The Super Mike, you know, YouTube show. And I'm just going to keep it real. This is the first time I'm doing this. So I don't know how this is going to come out. Super Mike, you know, there's the YouTube, www.youtube. Who says www.com? Nobody. Go to youtube.com/SuperMikeYouKnow. That's the cutest little 10-year-old boy playing video games. It's really perfect for kids, safe for kids. So if you got children, you want them to check out and support a young YouTuber, go check out YouTube.com/SuperMikeYouKnow. He plays Roblox and Minecraft and Rocket League and Mario, and he's hilarious. He's a hilarious young little kid, so go check that out. I'm also going to remember to put this in the show notes. So, yeah. So, do that. Support that young YouTuber. 10-year-old YouTuber doing this thing out there. Yo, I'm going to go ahead and start with the NBA. And everybody in that sports fan, so if you're not, just, you know, fast forward a minute or two, maybe three or something like that. But, so the NBA Finals have been determined. And it's Jimmy Butler and that Heat. Jimmy Butler and the Heat. And I don't know. What you think? I'm trying to go to my notes here. Yeah. So, against the Joker and Denver. So, and in case you don't know who the Joker is, that's Nikola Jokic, you know, is doing his thing. So, I don't know. What you think? Think it's going to be popping? Think it's going to be hot? Or are you like many that are sorely disappointed? There ain't no Steph Curry. There ain't no LeBron James. Some even disappointed Luka. Luka Doncic's not in there. You know, I mean, some of the sponsorships out there is like Jimmy Butler and the Joker. Man. But they did it. They made it. In fact, you know, it's the Lakers got swept. It's not a good look. Is LeBron done? Is it time for Bronny James? He still got to go to college for a year, though. I mean, swept? Now, they say, you know, AD was responsible. I don't know. Look, hey, I'm a sports guy, but I'm not a sports fanatic. I love watching sports. Football's my thing. You know, I like them bone-crushing hits. I don't like to see people get dead on the field. You know, but I think I would have thrived in the Roman days watching the gladiators. I don't know. Maybe it's just a Neanderthal in me. You know, my brother from another mother said I was, you know, I'm Nordic and I'm a Viking on the inside. I'm really not all about the violence, but I'm just saying, you know, good competitorship, a good competition is great. I love to compete. You know what I'm saying? But who you got? You got the Miami Heat or the Denver Nuggets? Who you got? Let me know. Hit me up anywhere. Like I said, any of the socials, email me. Who you got? Let me know who you got. And if you want to let me know why, let me know why. But, you know, I mean, I think you really got to be an NBA dude because Jimmy Butler, you know, Nikola, are they household names? I don't think so. Like, if you go up to the average person on the street and say, LeBron James, they'll go, NBA basketball player. If you go up to anybody on the street and say, Nikola Jokic, the Joker, they'll go, the Joker? Is he playing against Batman? Like, you know, in the movie, is there a new movie coming out? Like, a lot of people don't know these people. I think you have to be a little bit more immersed in sports, NBA particular, or even have been in, you know, college ball, if you were interested in college ball, to know who these people are. And I think from a rating standpoint and from a sponsorship standpoint, I think we might see a little slump, you know. But, you know, some of my people, I ain't saying no names, you know, they be talking about my basketball IQ and, hey, watch this, and you ain't really rocking with the NBA. I like the NBA. I just don't really watch it all season. I usually watch the playoffs, but I have a lot going on in my life right now. I don't have a lot of time to be sitting there watching TV, so I catch the highlights. I might catch a game or two of the finals. June, I think, 3rd is tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first game of the finals, so let me know. While we on basketball, a story dropped yesterday. Haters gonna hate. It's just that simple. And hate has come at all levels. From presidential candidates, Ron DeSantis. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? To teammates. Scottie Pippen. Shout out to Scottie. One of the best number twos out there, but let's keep it 100, man. You was number two. But he was on Stacey King's podcast. Shout out to Stacey King. I don't know him, but I'm just shouting him out because, you know, it was his podcast where this, where Scottie said this. Stacey's podcast is called Give Me the Hot Sauce. Mine is called The Mike's Opinion Podcast. Anyway, Pip said, you know, that Michael Jordan was a horrible player and horrible to play with. And I was thinking to myself, when I read that, I was like, really? Have you seen Michael Ball? I mean, it's on video. It's recorded. Horrible to play with? Now, like I said, hate is going to hate. And, you know, when you got Netflix specials made after you, when you got everybody, you know, Jordan's footwear and athletic gear and, you know, the talk about him being the greatest of all time. You know, some people say LeBron is. And you probably walk around every day and people say, but what about Jordan? People ask you questions about Jordan, right? And probably they probably caught Scottie on a bad day. And he was like, yo, fuck Jordan, okay? He sucked. So they probably just caught Scottie on a bad day. And, you know, hey. Know who you are. Accept who you are. And sometimes that could be a humbling experience. I'm over 50 and I ain't rich yet. Have I had some money in the past? Yes. Have I been a billionaire? No. Do I think I'm less than a billionaire? Hell no. I'm the only me there is. There's only you of you. So be you. Okay? Personally, I never wanted to play sports, professional sports particularly. So that's just me. That's just me. I have an opinion about that. I'm not going to share right now. I'm not trying to get in hot water about it. But, you know, it's going to be all right, Scott. It's going to be all right. You was who you are. But don't be out here talking bad about nobody, man. You know, even though, you know, prayers up for Mike, because I don't know, you know, you hear rumors, alcoholism and gambling problems, and he's still rocking his joint, though. He's still owning teams, and Jordans is coming out every year. Everybody still wants the Jordans. There's no sneaker, and we call them sneakers in New York, where I'm born and raised. Some people call them tennis shoes. They've surpassed any of that. They're collectible cultural icons. Jordans are. Jordan sneakers. So, I got a couple pair, but I'm not framing them or casing them. I don't have a closet full of them, nor do I want one. I just ain't into the footwear like that. Do you? If you are, good for you. Good for you. I hope you enjoy that. You say, yo, Mike, you ain't into footwear. What you into? I'm into clean air, clean water, utopia, everybody getting along, love. I'm not into really anything materialistic. Would it be nice to have? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't really care about none of that. I want a safe place to live, safe place to raise my kid. I want my family to be good, healthy, and happy as I want to be. And I wish the world, you know, was nicer. That's all I really care about. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'm not going to sing, so don't worry. But, you know, anyway. Shout out to Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Ayo, this I saw in a story today, and I'm not going to go into the specifics of the story, but it made me want to do a PSA. PSA is a public service announcement. I want to use this platform and my voice. If I can help people, that's what I want to do. This podcast was created by me to spread joy and happiness and thoughtfulness, make you think, you know, and hopefully be a better person. I'm starting with the man or the woman or the person in the mirror. Start with you. Be the change you want to see. I've heard that somewhere. Ooh, excuse me. Summertime is coming. Do not forget your kid, your child, or your pet, for that matter, is in the car or the SUV or any vehicle. Don't forget them. Every year, at least 30 to 35 children die because somebody left them in a hot vehicle. It's avoidable. How you forget your kid, I don't know. And I'm not throwing stones at those that have made these surely unintentional mistakes. I just don't recall one time ever forgetting my child in the back seat. I ain't never been that busy. I've never been that distracted. So for me, it's really hard to comprehend. But apparently it happens every year, many, many, many times. So I'm saying to you, if you need to put your phone back there, it's one of the most important things to us, right? Oh, where's my phone? You know, put something back there that you know you're not going to exit that vehicle without. Sadly, that thing should already be your child or even your pet. You know, a lot of people don't be rocking with their cats. It's usually dogs, right? But maybe they fell asleep. It's quiet. Got a lot on your mind. You're in a rush to get somewhere. I get it. But I just wanted to say, do not. It's already hot, but it's about to get hotter. Summer's right around the corner. Don't leave them for a second. If you just say, I'm running in the store or I'm running in here. Don't. I know sometimes, oh, you got to undo the car seat and get them out and da 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 da. Do it. Do it. Okay? Let's do it. At least one's already happened, which prompted this PSA. Do not leave your children or your pets in a hot vehicle for a moment. If you getting out, take them with you. I want to say a rest in peace to the beautiful soul that was Tina Turner. I was going to call her by her regular name, but she went by Tina Turner. That's what I'm going to call her. I never got to see her live in person. But every interview I've ever seen, the people that spoke about her after she passed all spoke very highly of her. I always saw her smiling. As you all know, of course, she suffered at the hands of Ike Turner, who was a domestic abuser, yet musically talented. So Ike and Tina got into the Hall of Fame together, and then Tina Turner got into the Hall of Fame by herself. I knew she had left the country. You know, she lived abroad. I didn't know specifically where, but turns out she lived in Switzerland and she was balling. Her and her husband lived in a mansion worth $76 million. Yeah, when you got those kind of money residences, that's not your only residence. And that level of living, like most of us will never experience that. We lucky to go on vacation for a week, right? Or go sneak off to Airbnb for a couple days or something. But to have multiple residences and sprawling estates, right now, I can only imagine. Please support the show. Not that I need a mansion or a sprawling, you know, 100,000 square foot compound on 130, 50 acres. So I don't need that. Would it be nice? Absolutely, right? But then, would it though? You got all type of people coming in and out of your house when you got a house like that. You got the gardener. You got the, you know, the landscaper. I guess those are one or two of the same. Maybe the butler. A team of maids, because ain't one person is not cleaning a house that size, right? You've got maybe chefs and chauffeurs and security. I don't know. I got maybe trust issues. I just don't want those many people running my joint. I don't know. I had a maid briefly. And it didn't last long. And really, just real talk, she was more than a maid, it turned out. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? But I like cleaning my own stuff. I like doing my own shopping. I like driving myself. Something wrong with that? So I would probably spend a lot of time cleaning my mansion. No, I guess you got to delegate. You just got to find trustworthy people. Competent, sane, good people. But you hear all of these famous people, right? Their nanny's suing them, or the chef is suing them. You know, they threaten to air all your dirty laundry because they in your house and they hear all the stuff you talk about and you do. I don't know. It's complicated. But I just wonder, do I really want that? When I did have a maid, you know, and she was good at her job, it was nice. I guess me coming from, you know, the streets of New York City, from the PJs, it would just have to be an adjustment period for me to really get acclimated and familiar and comfortable with living that lifestyle. And you say, yo, Mike, you digressing again. You know I digress. It's like you're supposed to be saying RIP to Tina Turner. And yes, I did say that. And I mean that. I hope her soul rests in peace. And if there's a heaven, I hope that's where she went. Where her essence, her soul went to. So I hope her husband is handling her passing as best he can. May he have the strength to endure and to continue. It's a big house to be in by yourself. Moving on. A couple things I'm going to touch on ever so briefly. One is the debt ceiling. Seems like McCarthy and Biden have, you know, come to agreement. It seems like the House is going to, you know, pass it. And the only real reason I wanted to touch on the debt ceiling is because y'all know, well, those that follow me, y'all know I follow politics. I like things that matter to me. Okay, so, you know, the defense spending and the student loan situation, you know, in these bills, if you don't know, a lot of these bills have a bunch of attachments, like both sides do it, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats do it. They you know, they'll have a bill with one central key issue, but then they'll have all of these little underlying things attached to it. And a lot of those things are significant. It's no different with the debt ceiling, you know, bill. Will America be able to pay its debts? We need more money, right? Okay, but you need more money, but I need you to take care of this over here. This gas pipeline situation and, you know, this situation. But one of the situations that always bothers me when it comes up, and it's usually the GOP, it's usually the Republicans most of the time, is, you know, what they call the social safety net programs. Primarily in this case, SNAP, otherwise known as food stamps. The Republicans want people to get a job. I said this in the last episode, but go check out my episode, Fuck Your Work, I'm Not Lazy. And you can see how I feel about this. But I'm not going to go into it here. But they want to cut people off as if people, you know, just want to be on food stamps. And maybe there are some that do. Okay? But so what? We are the richest country on the planet, supposedly. So what? There's several million people that just ain't right, where they feel like they want to get a job. And maybe they don't have the wherewithal to start a business. So they need some food. So what? What's wrong with that? I just think it's wrong. I just think it's not right. You know, I don't think this whole system is built correctly. I'd like to tear the whole entire system down and start over. Let's go backwards. Let's start with bartering. Let's take away money altogether. And he said, yo, Mike, you bugging, son. You talking about getting rid of money? Yup. Let's just barter. What you need? I need sugar. I got eggs. You give me some sugar, I give you some eggs. Boom. You need your joint vacuumed? Cool. I need a tire for my car. I'm just saying, yo, I ate some popcorn earlier. That was a popcorn kernel that just popped out. Anyway, this popcorn, I want to give them props. I want to advertise for them because they're so good, but I'm not going to because I'm not sponsored. Well, I did have my first sponsors. Speaking of that, the next one is The Assortment. Can you see that? The Assortment. Yo, go check them out. Wifey and I bought some stuff from them. The Assortment, yo, what's they tagline? They got antiques, collectibles, oddities, and stuff. And they mean that. They got all kinds of stuff at The Assortment. This link right here, assortmentusa.com, will take you directly to their eBay store. They're also on another website called HiBid, and they do auctions almost every day. Check them out. I'm going to put these links in the show notes as well. But The Assortment, good place to shop. They are also Black owned and operated. So definitely do that. Check them out. We needed a gift and we got a graded comic book from them. But they do sports cards graded and raw. They do comic books graded and raw. I mean, they got jewelry, clothes, electronics. They got everything. So if you want to support a Black-owned business that's doing their thing, check them out. I would definitely check out The Assortment. Do that. I was talking about commercials and sponsors. Oh, that this is not sponsored, but we're sponsored today. You know, sponsored today. So there's that. So the other thing I wanted to touch on just very briefly is just be careful out there, okay? We all need to keep our head on the swivel. And it's really not new. It's been that way on Earth. So you can calm yourselves and not get anxiety or become paranoid because literally Earth has been a dangerous place since day one. Whether it's the environment's going to kill you, you know, the weather, the animals, you could just fall and not know you walking near a canyon. Your snake can bite you. Like Earth is a perilous place. We've built these metropolises, these metropolitan areas, call them cities. But it doesn't matter. Seemingly, though, those that suffer from mental illness and have violent tendencies, those things seem to be increasing. Okay, and prayers up, positivity to all those who need to heal themselves mentally, whose mental health is sick. But Asiana Airlines, I think it was called. Asiana Airlines. I think they was going to in Korea. The plane's about to land and dude opened the door. While they're still in the air. If you haven't checked out this story, check it out because... So they asked him why. You know, he was got arrested. And he said he just wanted to get out earlier. He lost his job. He was suffering anxiety. And he could not wait for the plane to land. He wanted to get out then. No. Breathe. I have said this before in other episodes. Breathing is a very effective tool to calm oneself. Whether you're having a panic attack, you're nervous, you're suffering from anxiety, and you can do it literally anywhere. Just... deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Push that air out. It works. It works. You heard it here on the Mike's Opinion Podcast and probably a million other places, but breathing works. It can calm you down when you focus on your breathing. Yoga people use it. Buddhists use it. People that meditate use it. And I use it, and I can tell you, it's very effective for calming oneself, centering oneself, and calming your spirit, you know? Ooh, excuse me. Popcorn. Late night popcorn. This popcorn is cheese and caramel. I want to tell you who it is, but I'm not. Oh, that's what I was talking about. I want to tell you who this popcorn is, but I'm not going to tell you because they're not paying me a dime. So I'm not going to do it. So, like I said, this is going to be a short ep, and it definitely is, because this is the last thing that I want to tell you about today. I'm going to give you a demonstration. 4 inches. Okay? I have a tape measure here, and I'm just going to bring out 4 inches. That's 4 inches. That big. You say, "Yo, Mike, why are you showing me 4 inches? Well, I'm going to tell you why I'm telling you about 4 inches. Because a 4-inch bowl, B-O-W-L, a 4-inch bowl, last month, sold for $25 million. Did you hear what I just said? I'm going to tell you again. A 4-inch bowl sold for $25 million. And when I read stuff like this, and I read stuff like this all the time, I think to myself, how better could $25 million have been used? And this is what's wrong with humanity. Because there are people out there, you say, "Yo, Mike, you hate it." Perhaps. I don't know. I don't think so. All I'm saying is, with the world that it way it is today, every human is not fed properly, housed properly, getting good health care, education, peaceful and happy. So until that time comes, I'm still optimistic. I hope it comes. Probably will never come because humans are humans. But until those peaceful utopian days come, couldn't we spend $25 million on something better than a 4-inch bowl? And you say, "Yo, was this bowl made of gold?" Nope, it's made of porcelain. was this bowl like Aladdin? Could you rub it and a genie come out and give you three wishes? Nope. Was this bowl the magic fountain of youth bowl? Like you put some water in it and you get younger? No. It was none of those things. Do you want to know what the bowl was? I'll tell you. The bowl was made in the 1700s in the Ming Dynasty. It's one of two of them. Two of the same type of bowls. One is in a museum. The other one has gone through different ownership hands. Somebody bought it 6 or 7 years ago for $19 million. And they sold it for $25. I'm like, yo, yo. A 4-inch porcelain bowl. Look it up. $25 million. I'm not. Look, art is subjective, right? Apparently some people think that that bowl is beautiful and important. But the people that made it, that was eating out of it and drinking sushi, I mean, or soup or whatever, because it's China, right? Ming Dynasty. I believe that's China. Yeah. It's not Japan. Is it Japanese? Japanese. Let me see. I have to confirm this so I don't look like a complete idiot. Ming Dynasty. The Ming Dynasty. Yep, China. So I was correct. I thought I was correct, but I like to confirm this because the Mike's Opinion Show wants to bring you accurate facts. It's important to be accurate. What kind of money you got to have to spend $25 million on a bowl? You got to be a billionaire, right? Because even if you're $100 millionaire, if you got $100 million, you spend the $25, that's not smart. You're not going to stay rich like that. So you got to have like $1,000 million at least, which is a billion. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with humanity? I recently read that the top 6 billionaires have more cash on hand than the United States. Each, not collectively, they each individually have more cash on hand due to the debt ceiling situation. That's the goal, right? That's what we're taught. To get famous and or rich. Excuse me, to get rich, primarily. Success in our world is measured by how much money you can acquire. And fame, equally sought after. A lot of people want to be famous. I did not start doing video pods for, I've been doing this pod for over 3 years. And I don't think I've celebrated my 3-year anniversary. I have to do that. It just happened last month. But I don't want to be famous. I have no desire to be famous. I enjoy anonymity. Fame to me is a prison. You can't, I mean, especially, there's different levels. There's levels of fame. But for me, like the famous, you can't go nowhere. You're going to start a riot. There are people that can't go nowhere. And if they do, they got to be surrounded by security. And even I've seen some security, you know, barely be able to handle the ferocity of certain crowds. So I just, if you become a billionaire, don't spend $25 million on a bowl, on a little 4-inch bowl. Do something else with your money. I know I will. If in my lifetime I become a billionaire, you know, My main focus will be to share it with people, to help the people that need help. Any way I can use that money to help as many people as possible. And I know, I am not naive, that you got to be real careful with that. But it can be done. Right? Because, you know, it's just Earth. You got to be realistic. If you just say, hey, I live at 1313 Mockingbird Lane and I'm real rich. If you need help, come see me. Guess what's going to happen at 1313 Mockingbird Lane? Traffic jams, riots, violence, deaths. They're going to tear your house up. It's just the fact. So you have to be able to help people in a constructive, organized way. But it's doable. And I think if the top 10%, the top most 10% of the most wealthiest people on our planet Earth decided nobody's going to be hungry ever again on Earth, we could solve this problem overnight. Why don't they do it? Why can't we do it? I don't know. Anyway, that is the update episode for today. Like I said, short episode today. There's a lot more going on in the planet. Summer 2023 is coming. Let us all be okay. Because I hope you're okay. In fact, I hope you're better than okay. I hope you're doing great. But spread love. Tell somebody you look good today. You know? Tell somebody something good. Smile when you're out. Greet your fellow human. Hi. Hello. You know? That'd be great, but I hope you're doing okay. As always, I thank you so much for listening. I am Mike. Oh, and watching. Because I keep forgetting. I'm like doing the YouTube thing now. And I might do another platform too. I'll let you know soon. But I'm Mike, and this is the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.